Yo, what's up? You're listening to the Yo, Is This Racist podcast. Podcast. This is Andrew. Racism.
I'm Tawny. Racism. Yes. Is that how we're starting?
Yeah. All right. My brain just fully stopped. I was like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what the next words should be. I don't know.
What Jesus. Are you, my Zoom connection from a minute ago when we tried to start the show and it wouldn't let me? Is that
you are? Thankfully, the listeners will never hear me vamping trying to figure out if you were disconnected while at the same time having something close to usable material. If you were just slowed
now
down.
Now put it in. Just add that in.
It's a deep cut and a bad cut. Anyway, Yo, Is This Racist? We're here. Tawny's broadcasting from deep in the Marianas Trench.
Oh, that's the one in the ocean?
I think so. Is that the deepest place? This is also maybe
the only place on Earth that doesn't have an active podcast network.
Yeah, that's, well, you're blazing new trails. Just finding the highest pressure place, lowest place. Also, I think that's where the monsters come out of in Pacific Rim. I believe they come out from a vortex in the deepest place in the ocean. So you're in good company.
Let's ask Eugene Cordero.
Was he in that movie? I don't even remember.
Wasn't he?
I don't know.
No, he was in Kong Skull Island. I don't know the difference.
Skull Island. I gotta be honest, I don't either. It was a lot of monsters. There's more robots in Pacific Rim, but otherwise it was, I believe, identical. Anyway, Eugene, hit us up. We know you're listening 100%. There's no chance you're not listening right at the second. So just hit us up on the same way you always talk to us. The two of us, you talk to us all the time. Hey,
knock on the shared wall between you and Andrew's apartment.
Yep. Why we brought? Oh, well, you're in a TV show with Eugene. That's cool. That's coming out eventually, I guess.
Yeah, Star Trek coming out August 6th, CBS All Access. Star Trek Lower Decks.
Tracks.
We're doing.
Was this your best San Diego Comic-Con yet?
Oh, it was my second one, and I did it from my couch, so it was pretty great. I mean, my first one was pretty great. It was very overwhelming, and I think I told this story that I don't remember what things I've said here and what things I've said other places, so everyone just be nice to me.
No, catch Gary Tawny O'Connell. In a lie. Catch Tawny in a lie. You're going to find her. She's going to try to tell a story. And if she fucks up, you'll know she's lying.
The worst part is that it wouldn't even be a lie. Like, it's not even anything juicy. It'd just be boring because people would be like, yeah, Tawny, we know you said that last week.
I really don't think you said last it on
year,
air.
Okay. Last year at Comic-Con, it was my first one. And after we did the panel, which is very cool, but I had never, like, been on the floor because I'd never attended as, like, a guest. And a guest? Are you a guest mm-hmm. of Comic-Con? A paying attendee? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So Jerry O'Connell, who's also in the Star Trek show with me, was really kind. And he was like, oh my gosh, well, you have to see, like, you know, the main floor. And we have to walk around. And, like, that's the whole experience. So I'll come with you because, like, I didn't have any friends there that I knew of or anything. So Jerry's like, yeah, here, I'll usher you around. And it was this very nice gesture that then once I got out onto the main floor, I realized, oh, Jerry O'Connell's a famous person who everyone mm-hmm. just wants to stop and talk to and take pictures mm-hmm. with. So I spent the whole day taking people's phones and taking pictures of them with Jerry O'Connell and handing their phones back. So if you have a picture with Jerry, I took it and you're welcome.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of those stories, but occasionally I will be through work for work purposes, hanging out with a person that is like, I kind of, you're like, oh yeah, they're like problem famous, and this is going to be this is just going to be a fucking problem. And very much would prefer not to be in this situation, but what are you going to do?
I love the term problem famous so much.
Well, because it's like not fun at a certain point. We're like, Jesus, this is okay all day? Sure, let's keep going.
Once accidentally took Busy Phillips to an after party that I thought was going to be chill, but like we walked in and she got swarmed by about 8 24-year-old dudes. And I was like, oh, oops, this is problem famous. I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's fine, and just turned around and went outside and got an Uber.
Yeah, this ain't chill. This ain't chill is someone's autobiography. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, you've been doing all the Lower Deck stuff. Looks fun. The show looks cool. Excited to watch it.
It should be cool and fun. It should be fun and cool. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Working. You know, we're still trying to write mixed dish episodes, even though probably someone knows how we're going to shoot them, but I do not know how we're going to shoot them. So, you know, excited about that, I guess.
Yeah, I was chatting with one of your stars, friend of the show, Christina Anthony. We were just having a little Zoom happy hour the other night, and she was talking about maybe starting up filming soon, but also being like, how in the hell is that going to work?
Yeah,
so,
I have no idea. Again, someone has some idea. I just have no idea because I'm too low level for anyone to tell me shit like that. But yeah, so I don't know, doing that. I smoked a duck breast on Saturday. Easier than you think, I guess, on the balance. The main problem was smoking stuff on a little Weber grill. You just got to keep adding like one coal at a time. And that's not that fun as far as like tasks outside go.
What else are you doing, man?
Fucking nothing. Well, here's the problem is like usually I like to just continue to get wasted while I do my cooking. And when something takes like three hours to smoke, you actually can't, or I actually can't physically be, you know, pounding a beer every single second of that.
Like dangerous.
So that's all.
Matt, you made anything cool lately?
Did we make anything cool? Well, okay, we had meatballs. We had frozen meatballs from IKEA because I went to IKEA looking for furniture the other day and had to get some of those freaking meatballs, baby.
You can go inside of an IKEA?
You can go in, and let me tell you, you don't want to.
Jesus.
It was like the most unsafe I've felt this entire quarantine. Like, because the air, like, well, one, the IKEA that I went to, the one in Burbank, was like, part of it's under construction, and the air just feels so, like, stagnant. It doesn't feel like it's moving around enough in there. And they were regulating like how many people can go in at a time. But at a certain point, I was just sort of like, oh, there's like, I'm near 50 people. Like, this store's so big. It's, you know, it felt nightmarish. And then we, my girlfriend and I were getting nervous and we just couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah.
But the meatballs were really, really good.
Yeah. They are good.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, if I get it, at least I had meatballs. Because we got the whole thing. We got the lingonberry sauce and all that stuff. It was just a meal that I have been craving, the IKEA food court food. I got to live that finally for the first time in a while.
I mean, you know, going to IKEA, even not in a pandemic, is sort of famously chill and relaxing. So
yeah, we usually love it.
Yeah, it's like a spa.
Mm-hmm. So this sounds like doubly so. I can't fucking imagine. I actually did see on one of the food delivery apps I use, because like baseball started this week, and there was a thing that was like, get delivery from the vendors at Dodger Stadium. And I was just like, why in the fuck would you pay like $14 for a fucking horrible hot dog to your home.
Struggle food.
Yeah. It's so like, what a weird miscalculation. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it worked. I elected not to partake.
Does it come from Dodger Stadium?
That sounds awful.
I hope not. I mean, maybe.
You know, because I'm like, I mean, yuck. I mean, I because you can get a better hot dog. I mean, no disrespect to the Dodger dog. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that right now. I feel like the bar for hot dog is low anyway. Like, yeah. Hot dog is usually fine, or like, hey, this is like a sort of elevated version of it. It's a very low ceiling for the hot dog, but you can get like a nice hot dog from somewhere. You don't have to like
anywhere else. Yeah,
you can also get them. Yeah. That's the easiest food to get. You can just get that.
You you shouldn't pay stadium. Like, the reason, it's just there's no good reason to get an actual Dodger dog, unless you love that baseball, and people do, I guess.
You gotta love that baseball.
The reason you eat it is because you're trapped in that place, whereas if you all left to go get lunch, there'd be a stampede and a problem. So you're forced to eat that food because you are, essentially, you've willfully trapped yourself in a place.
Yeah. And look, don't get me wrong. I use it as, when I go to a baseball game, I use it as an excuse to eat as many hot dogs. My main, like, utter, like, I will eat whatever the fuck I want thing is a baseball game, because I'm like, well, as long as I'm going to eat trash, it might as well cost like 8 times more than it should. That's my main.
Yeah, like I should regret this in multiple ways.
Yeah.
That's so, me at like a county fair.
Mmm. What kind of, what are you eating at the county fair?
Just like all of it, like like a bloomin' onion, but they call it something else there. I'll get that. I'll get like a hamburger.
A non-copyrighted onion.
Yeah. I'll get like a double cheeseburger where the with the donut bun instead of bun. Like, I'm going for the whole. If
Damn.
I don't feel,
good lord,
I know, no, it's bad, and I'm starting to feel it now. Like, as I'm as I'm getting older, fair food is a young man's game. I'll still try my best to eat those more indulgent, like a deep fried Oreo, you know, all that stuff.
Wow.
And then sometimes a vegetable.
Yeah. Well, onion is a vegetable.
I hate this so much. I hate this so much. Because I want to just go, you guys, stop, do it, don't. But then that's not fun. That's not fun content. That's not entertainment. Me just yelling at you about your food choices.
I know I shouldn't be eating it.
This is where improv really falls down. Because this definitely, we need like a no but as far as the eating goes. But you're all yes and no, that's the wrong move.
Well, it's also like our listeners, you know, people have been stuck indoors for a lot of months. Our listeners are probably eating a lot of shit they regret. And they're like, you know, they don't want to hear me. If I lecture you, people hear me lecturing them. Like, they take it on as though I'm yelling at them. And I don't want that. I'm not here to yell at you.
What? But we need you to yell at us, Tawny. We need to be
I'll
yelled
yell
at.
I'll yell at you guys. In private. Hey, actually, you guys have been good. Fruit Boy Twitter has really been popping off, and I'm proud of y'all for eating all your fruits.
Yeah.
So congrats on getting your vitamins that way.
Matt, what the hell? What the hell?
I've been trying to keep you guys updated with my fruit consumption because I've noticed it's a thing you guys enjoy. But now when I see like a fruit that I've sort of like, I have not had or like sort of like seems like something I would enjoy, I'm just like, oh, I'll just go for that. See what's going on there. But I know that the plum is a point of contention amongst the three of us. We all have different takes on the plum.
No, Toddy has a different take than me and you. I love,
you know,
I just love me a plum. Mm.
So then I think you would really like what I had. Because they're cherry plums. Like you called them chums, which is very good. They should be calling them that. You would think Trader Joe's would be calling them that.
Aren't they called Plurries?
Oh, Plurries is
good. I mean, serious. I've heard the term Plurry before. Maybe that's a branded thing. Maybe that's like...
Maybe.
You know, fruit hybrids, they copyright the hybrid name. But I've heard that before.
I think the ones that I got were called cherry plums, which is boring. But they're about cherry size, but maybe just like a little bigger. But they have the texture and taste of plum. So Andrew, if you want to have as many plums as you want in a given sitting, you can go nuts with these.
Damn. You know what? Fuck it. I'm in. I ate a whole watermelon, like a mini watermelon, but a whole one with a spoon earlier this week. And
wow,
that was crazy. I didn't eat the whole thing with a spoon.
No, go ahead. What'd you do?
Oh, I was going to say, I also ordered some marijuana sodas from a weed place online. And I had the bright idea of blending marijuana juice with fucking a watermelon. And I almost exploded my blender because that shit was carbonated and I did not really. Your boy didn't do the physics correctly. Let's just say.
Just leave the little, you got a Vitamix, right? Just leave the little top thingy open.
Guess what? Didn't do that.
What I was going to say is I'm just glad that you guys are training for when you are eventually marooned on some sort of tropical island and your meals consist of just a whole watermelon or a basket of tiny fruits of indiscriminate nature. I think we're going to do well.
This is fucking just glorious. Do we have any actual racism news we want to talk about? I can't think of any.
Oh, well, speaking of Trader Joe's, do we care about this Trader Joe's packaging nonsense?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
All right. Go off, Matt.
I shop at Trader Joe's. I'm a Trader Joe's like loyalist. I do most of my shopping at Trader Joe's. It is the closest grocery store to me now, and so I go there a lot. I wait in the line. I'm familiar with the people that work there, I've noticed that the branding, and I noticed that this is not just exclusive to the Trader Joe's brand, but they have this sort of I guess ethnic variants of different Trader Joe's products. So they'll have be like Trader, and then like the name will be different, like for Italy, like, or Italian food, it'll be like Trader Giotto's or like Trader Jose for the sort of Latinx items, and that's weird. It's a weird thing to do.
It's always been weird.
Yeah,
very strange. Newman's Own also did it. Like when Newman's Own was doing like salsa, they would put like a sombrero and mustache on Paul Newman, which is weird because he's never looked that way. And so just bad, like just kind of like a bad thing to do. But I think I read that that Trader Joe's is gonna, I think what I read was try to stop doing it. But I wasn't.
What's wild is that, yeah, so they have all these characters, like they are like characters that usher you throughout that region's types of foods or whatever, and they're, you know, wildly oversimplified is a generous way of saying it. Racist is the other end of that. So decide where you fall on that spectrum and how you feel about it.
Go ahead. Listeners, tweet at us and just see where you think the Yo Is This Racist show thinks about racist or simplistic, maybe? One or the other. Just tweet racist or simplistic at us, and we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, at first, I think when I was younger and Trader Joe's, because I grew up in California, and so I've kind of, as long as Trader Joe's has been in existence, I think I've had access to it. And I know that's not true for a lot of other parts of the country, because it started here, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. So whenever they started that, I remember finding it a little weird, but I also think I thought that they were just taking the name Joe and ethnifying it for every place, because it'd be like Jose or whatever the Italian one is. They all seemed like derivatives of the name Joe, which seemed less insane and awful to me than like Trader Ming all of a sudden is just like, where are we now?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
But then the other side of this is that they are consistently ranked like one of the best places to work by their employees. And they have a pretty diverse hiring system from what people seem to say who've worked there. So yeah, two things can be true.
I mean, I think it's just sort of like the Newman's Own thing. It's a little just like, you know, there's getting cute with like race shit like that is, I just feel confident in saying right now, always the wrong move. Like that shit never works out.
Yeah.
Actually, since we're talking about it, I can't believe this just fell off my brain radar. But yeah, the Washington football team is now just called the Washington football team, which is good. Kind of wild that they just caved all of a sudden. I guess it's because they didn't listen to, they don't care about anyone except for their sponsor. And when I think their sponsor was FedEx, was like, hey, we don't like this. They're like, yeah, right away, we'll fix it. So,
yeah,
you know, good that they did it. Pretty much a complete admission that all of their excuses for the last however many decades have been utter bullshit about it. But, you know, prop to them.
Minimal props, the minimum amount of props.
Yeah, one prop. This is redeemable for one prop. You get one
half. You get one half of one prop.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to reward you by continuing to never watch your sport.
I have to say I am kind of as someone who likes weird corporate missteps, I do feel like there's just going to be a really tiny window to get some very weird official merch from the Washington football team.
Oh yeah.
Cuz it's temporary. So they're gonna it's going to be like, yeah, watching a football team, and it's just going to look real weird, and it'll just be this tiny window while they come up with another name for replacing their racist ass name.
And there's also like a specific brand of person who's like scrambling to get the old merch right now. Like someone who's just like, gotta get that slur merch.
Yeah. A racist. Yeah.
Like there's a specific type of awful racist and weird sports memorabilia obsessive. Ugh. I hate how many types of people there are in the world.
I'm going to guess there's a lot of overlap in those two. I don't know why. Anyway, we hate sports. No, I love some sports. but not football. I don't really care about football at all. Well, okay. So, as we mentioned last week, we are taking a little break from having booked guests. So, we're just going to jump into some voicemails after this short break.
Okay, we are back. Yeah, like Andrew said before the break, we're taking a little breather just from having booked guests because times are wild and not everybody has a microphone. And, you know, we're just taking this opportunity to kind of just hang out with the Yo crew, just with the three of us. So I think we're still qualified to answer some questions. I mean, normally the guests made us smarter, but...
Yeah. We're at the same time not less qualified, but we're never that qualified. Is that fair?
Sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so we will see how this goes, and we'll do this for a little bit. And, you know, we're retooling and tinkering and figuring things out. But yeah, let's, do we just dive in? I feel like if we had a guest here, we'd be asking them about, you know, what they had for breakfast or what TV show they were on. But we kind of got that shit out of the way.
Should I play a character I pretend to be a different guest every week?
Oh, no.
Just make this the weirdest improv and racism hybrid show that no one will want.
Oh, good God.
Oh, hello. Do I just speak into this microphone here?
Oh, no. This quickly...
Yes, I'll take a LaCroix. Thank you. I won't do that.
Oh man, what a nightmare. I was just having this whole show flash before my eyes. Like, this is this is how it ends. This is how it ends.
This is how I bring it crashing down.
I will say, I do genuinely enjoy every time people can actually act or do even a silly accent, but like hold it, because I'm good for like 10 seconds of an act. I don't know. I know, you know, all it took was years of schooling and then decades of hard work, but you know, it's still really impressive to me.
It's very, thank you. It's something I don't get to trot out as often. A lot of my offensive accents I have retired, so thank you for appreciating them.
Oh man. Well, fuck it. Let's do a voicemail and you know, let's see what happens.
Yep.
Hi, Tanny, Andrew. Oh Jesus. I'm mixing up your names. Hello, Tony, Andrew, and guest. My name is Mac. I'm from Everett, Washington, and I just want to say, well, you are right. Everybody should cancel their moms. It's great. Okay, maybe not everybody. There's some cool moms. But you should strongly consider canceling your mom. I canceled my mom about 4 years ago. My life has never been better. I should have canceled her, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago when she did blackface for the... probably the first time I ever saw it. That's when I should have canceled her. But anyway, cancel your mom.
I'm sorry for anyone who swerved off the road when this call took an abrupt turn.
Listen, all I will say is one of the most bonkers and unique parts about doing this show is occasionally you will have a file on your computer that's labeled blackfacemom.mp3, and it's just like a real, it's just like a real weird thing to have around, you know?
Yeah. This pandemic has made me realize how much of all of our jobs is such gibberish, such insane nonsense. Emailing back and forth with people about narrative podcasts that I'm in and like asking for updates on the storyline, and grown adults in their 30s and 40s having to just write fictionalized summaries. I mean, just I realize that we're all children. Mm-hmm. And I don't. Yeah, we're all children getting paid to sit in our homes and make stuff up into microphones. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just bizarre. Truly bizarre. Yeah. Is the caller at fault for the giving, what is it, back in the envelope, a 3-year grace period between blackface and full cancellation?
I mean, we don't know what other things have transpired at that time.
It just seems like, look, I guess it's like, you know, the serious version is like, it's okay to have, you know, a bad or no relationship with people, even your mothers. It doesn't make you a bad person, especially when they're bad people. And I know it's hard, but like, you know, it's okay to not have bad people in your life.
Yeah. I want to say that just in case my mom is listening, I am not as much in the cancel your mom category as Andrew is.
Yeah.
Only because I believe that there are degrees to which you have to work hard to save people, and maybe this is just because I'm like an only child and I'm close with my parents, but that's pretty much my closest degree of people that I would work the hardest to save and hang on to. But that's not everybody's story. You don't have to. If she was toxic and this guy had to get rid of her, God bless.
I think maybe that's it. It's like, if you feel like you can at least make progress with them, but again, you know, blackfacemom.mp3 is probably like, It's never in a vacuum, you know? You don't really have that kind of, like, fucked up hate or inability to empathize and not have other problems.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
So, I just feel fairly confident that this person did the right thing.
Yeah. Matt, what would your parents have to do in order for you to cancel them?
I've been sitting thinking about exactly that. And it would have to, I mean, it'd be pretty close to this, I'd say. You know, like, I mean, nobody should ever do that, I think. And you know, that's just my take. I don't think anyone should do blackface ever. But if any of my family, you know, parents and anyone below that decided that that was something that they were going to do, I'd have a pretty serious conversation about them, or you know, with them about it. And if they didn't think anything differently after I was done, I'd be like, okay, then I think this is where we have to part ways on this one, at least until you come to your senses, because obviously something is wrong with you if you think this is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's tough because I don't know if I want to cancel my mom. I love my mom, but, you know, listen up. If you're listening, Mom, if you're hearing this, I better not find out you ever did blackface or you're canceled.
But see, it's not like it's not in a vacuum. It's like, you know, Mom does blackface once. That's sort of indicative of another underlying thing. An inability to understand why doing blackface is wrong is sort of, you know, it's how, like, you like realize that, yes, you quote love your mom in some way, but if they were to behave like that, you'd just be like, I can't love this person.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair. I don't know.
I think that's fair. Caller, we support you is the main thing here. It sounds like this was the right move for you.
My man, learn how to not bury the lead, because you got to start with blackface mom and then go work backwards from that. You can't just...
Oh, disagree. I enjoyed it as a third act surprise.
You didn't see, I don't think you saw me, Tawny. I turned to like bone white when we got to that part of the phone call. I was like so shocked by that.
I did something rare, which is I listened to the voicemails ahead of time today. Normally I don't. And Matt, I would have reacted the same way as you had I not had a heads up.
I like my soul left and like a translucent version of me with angel wings floated above me.
I want to know, so wait, Jordan, if you don't mind piping in, because Jordan has the MP3s in front of her because of our setup. That's how we're hearing them. Jordan, you didn't hear the voicemail before, I'm guessing, but you saw the title Blackface Mom. Were you more shocked to hear the context, or were you pretty much prepared by the title?
I was pretty much prepared by the title. It, in my head, it was more of, oh boy, what's going to happen now?
So. Okay, sure. Okay, so the title of Blackface Mom is doing an adequate job of preparing people for what's about
to happen. There's kind of a lot there. Going back a teeny tiny bit, Matt, have you considered doing a Casper the Friendly Ghost style like web series starring yourself? I just think you could really, you'd be perfect.
You know,
you're the friendliest dude I know.
Thank you so much, Ed. It is so crazy that you bring this up, because literally yesterday I Googled how did Casper die.
What?
I've seen the movie, but I couldn't recall how he had passed, and I just needed that information yesterday. And the answer is nor funny nor interesting, really. But you know, a kid of the era died of pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of just dark, regular, real life answer.
So why
so dark?
I guess you need a backstory for why there's a friendly ghost.
Yeah, and through it all, still friendly.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be something so silly and fantastical, though. Like he fell in a vat of pudding or something that, like, not a real young child could have had happen.
Or just that he was, like, a ghost. Like, I don't know, like... It just seems weird that there is sort of life and death within that. Like he's always been characterized as a ghost. I would just buy it if they were like, he's a ghost. And I'm like, great. But I had to know how he died.
Yeah, like he was born a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. He was born a ghost. He came out clear.
I actually thought that's what they would say. They're just like, no, he's not that kind of ghost.
Ghost parents, ghost kids.
Yeah, in this world, like, ghosts are like magic, so it's like, it's not unlike an elf or like anything like that. He's a ghost.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, so that's my pitch for you is...
I'll do it.
Gritty Casper, so just paint your face white, hack and cough, and then just be... Oh, no, just still really nice, but hack and cough.
Yep.
I'll do it. Let's get that going. Let's put that on, Seed and Spark or something.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing people want to see right now is just like a fun comedy series about a kid just goes around coughing everywhere.
Yeah.
Like
core content.
there's simply no way this could fail.
Yep. Speaking of no way something could fail, more racism?
Oh, racism always succeeds. I think that's what we've learned from this show and our entire lives. But yeah, let's do it.
Hi, I have a question about the name of Seattle's new NHL team, or basically a wordplay that's surrounded by it. The team is called the Seattle Kraken. Any like crack-based puns, around the team? Just like wondering, like if it's racist or not. Thank you.
This is where. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go. Please.
I was gonna say this is probably one of the things that I am. I don't want to say my most problematic thing because then people will actually pipe in with actual problematic things that I have done or said. But I find the word crack very funny.
Sure.
But like, it's not funny and it is always racist because they're really talking about, black people out of the 80s stereotype of crack. But it does make me laugh a lot.
Got those comedy K's, man. It's science.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. So that's one of the worst. That's the worst thing about me that I'm aware of. How about that?
Listeners, call in with what else is bad about Andrew.
Oh, I would love that.
I had to look up what this was because I don't know what a Kraken is. I'm sorry. I know it's a comic thing. And I'm still a little confused by that. So is the caller saying, okay, so a Kraken's a mythological creature.
Yeah. Big old
and
squid,
they have
think,
now
right?
taken that as,
yeah,
like a sea creature thing. Okay. And it's Norse or Scandinavian or something.
Something like that.
And so then this team has made it their mascot. So is the caller saying that is racist against like Scandinavian people, or is the caller saying, "Oh, all the jokes about it are like we're the crack babies now, or whatever"?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because I couldn't find any example. Look, I even did research before this show, y'all. You can tell we're trying to make this no guest thing work for a minute. I Googled. I couldn't find any examples of what the caller's talking about. Is all I'm saying.
Oh, I see. I think it's new. It's like sort of brand new as of last week, I believe, when the team name was announced. So I think that the thing is, it's like, well, it's also like the Seattle hockey team. So, I don't want to overly stereotype, but I feel very confident that the proportion of fans for the Seattle hockey team will be quite white, by an overwhelming degree. And thus,
sure,
the caller was sort of getting ahead of, like, these people will for sure call themselves the crackheads, for instance, or something to that,
Right, okay.
Like that. So he's getting in front of it, I believe. And I respect that, because that's the way my mind works also.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, it's a horrible way to have a brain. I think we can all agree about that.
That's my favorite song from, Dorothy and Them. Shut up, Matt. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Dorothea, though, would be a significant upgrade on...
That's basically The Wiz. The Wiz is Dorothy and them. Oh, Lord.
So good. So good.
So wait, is this sports again? We hate sports. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about sports.
I think like this is one of those cases where arguably the caller is probably being oversensitive, but I just think the caller is also going to be proved correct by the end of the day. Like,
sure, yeah.
You know, like it hasn't happened yet, and I just feel confident it will happen. And I agree with the caller, even though the caller and I are both the type of people who, you know, overly oversensitive to that kind of shit, but we ain't wrong. That's my assertion. Yeah.
Well, because it's always like it's also the easiest first draft of jokes is to go to like crackhead and crack babies and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever else. Mm-hmm. So you know that it's going to happen because people don't ever think past the first. I always say first page of Google results is the same way that, you know, most people write jokes. It's just like, oh, the first thing I thought of. All you can do is not participate in that. And maybe Seattle, if they start to put it on any official merch or anything looks crazy there, you can point to the strides made by your greater state's football team, albeit too late.
Other Washington. Yeah. The Washington football team is DC, Tony. Sorry.
And see, this is why I don't try. And see, this is why you trapped me into talking about sports. This is why I don't try. I resent both of you. Matt, you're in this too.
Hey,
I resent the two of you for walking me into this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm thinking of, are we all familiar with Milk Bar? The Christina Tosi's dessert restaurant?
Cookie people?
Yeah, they had... A pie, a very good, delicious, like, you sort of just like molasses pie that was called crack pie in the region. You know, they called it that because, you know, it's quote unquote like crack. It's so good. But then they recently changed the, you know, within the last maybe year and a half, maybe 2 years or something, changed the name to the Milk Bar Pie because they were like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. We're just not going to do that. So,
Was it a result of people asking them to do that, or did it seem like just a genuinely like, oh, we realized this wasn't great?
I think it was the latter. I think they changed it because they were like, you know, I don't know, but you know, I guess it's possible that people were asking them to do it. I just know that one day I went in and ordered it regular and got it, and then the next time I went in, it was different.
I know people from the jump have been like, hey. I believe white ladies.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Maybe crack is not as funny as you think.
Yeah. And it's like, and also, it's not that good.
Jesus, man.
Damn. Now you're just coming for the content, for the item here.
Woo. But yeah, I think, I mean, look.
I would have preferred they change the name to the government created this to entrap black people.
That's what they should have called it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they still might, you know, those SJWs just changing the name of their racist pie. That pie was really good, though. It is really good. Let's see. Should we do one more a motherfucking voicemail?
Yeah.
Hi, Andrew, Tony, and guest. So I was screen sharing on a call with a client, and he asked me to make the table larger, and then he made a joke, I guess, that he couldn't squint anymore because he was already born with a permanent one. He's Asian, by the way. And no one reacted, like not even my boss, who's a giant meanie for clients. But then he said, it's okay to laugh, guys. It's a joke. And there was 30 seconds of silence before I just carried on with the meeting. Is that the best way to respond? This isn't the first time he's pulled jokes like this. The reaction always tends to be the same. And I kind of feel bad for him. I just don't think he has any other material, and it's probably worked for him for years. So, yeah. Do you all think that there's a more constructive way to go about this, or whatever? Oh, yeah, wait. That's not obvious. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Fastball right down the middle for old Andrew.
You better go then. You better go.
I just think, just please normalize not letting whack Asian people do their whack, you know, Asian jokes about themselves. There is, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about. It feels generational. This really is like, oh, by the way, also, Andrew Yang this week tweeted that he didn't think the model for streaming royalties was correct, and then basically just pitched the idea of selling albums. He's just the dumbest motherfucker on earth, and this boss also sounds like that thing. Sorry. I'm on the worst Andrew soapbox now.
No, Andrew, I'm just going to say, not to all lives matter you, bro, but I would also like to open this up to other people of color as well, because I do know a handful of black men personally who I do not fuck with because they 100% just exclusively trade in this type of tap dancery, this type of like, I'm going to make a joke about my blackness in order to appease the white people in the room. And what that does to me, being another black person in the room, is it either forces me to join in on their self-denigration, which I do not choose to do, or it makes me have to then be weirdly at odds with them. And then it becomes a thing. I hate this so much. There is someone specifically that I think of that thinks that we are friends that I will not fuck with, because every time he talks to me, it's some like, it might as well, I keep thinking like, if a white man said this stuff to me, that there is no way, but because you're black, you think that you making fun of your blackness is going to like bond us or make us cool with white people. No, it's awful. And the only way to starve jokes like that is silence. So you guys did a great job. Just completely starve it of any laughter or response or anything.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. 30 seconds of silence. I wish I could give 30 seconds of silence every time somebody did one of these lame jokes. So, I'm going to start.
Well, don't do it to me. Shit. Now I'm silent. Oh, no.
Andrew.
Tony got me again.
I No.
Oh.
Wait, did I freeze?
No. Sorry. Oh, that was yeah. That was not a joke about the freezing. It was more a joke about how I'm not funny. Okay, moving on.
We're doing great. We're all doing great.
No, but I agree. I think that's like, yeah, the caller, that's absolutely the move. Like, don't laugh at shit that, like, yeah, it's just like that's corny sellout shit that is horrible, and it's for you. So I actually think this will do the most good is when, like, the white people don't laugh at it. I think this shit will hopefully die. But you know what? I'm always too optimistic about things changing for the better. And it never does. It always changes for the worse.
And if you have to have a response, because a lot of times people will say, it's just a joke, guys. It's cool to laugh. It's okay to laugh. I just like responding with a like, I don't feel like it is, or I don't feel like I can.
Yeah.
You know, if you just make it about yourself, then you're not saying like your joke is whack, even though that's the subtext. You're just kind of going, yeah, that's, I didn't feel that I could laugh at that actually.
Oh, interesting. Huh. I kind of think it's also, because it also happens to be like very not funny, so I think it's also okay just to be like, I know, they can be like, it's okay to laugh. It's like, yeah, maybe. Like, I'm choosing not to, or maybe leave it ambiguous. It's okay to laugh. I don't think it is, but I'm also choosing not to. Maybe there's something there.
I also like a real non-committal, I don't know. So if someone says, it's okay to laugh, just go, I don't know.
God, that's so good. That's the, okay, I love, I don't know. Yeah, that, perfect. Perfect response.
So you guys did great, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're sorry that person is.
Yeah, your boss.
What about, quickly, what about what the caller said about feeling sad for him? Like, this is all he has to, like, break the ice in these weird work settings. Do you feel any of that?
I my sadness for those people, I guess I'm thinking specifically of these corny Asian dudes, goes away pretty quickly, usually when you don't laugh or confront them, because those people tend to be like a, you know, that type of asshole who will get mad about it. So, yeah, sure, they are on some level victims of racism and what it's done to their stupid brains, but I don't know.
Not a ton of sympathy there.
Yeah, yes, but not a ton. And it usually goes away when they continue to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those folks. Well, shit. This has been a perfect episode of Yo, Is This Racist?
Perfect. We did it. Is the term we're using.
We fucking nailed every second of it. Yeah. But yeah, no, you know, listeners, thanks for hanging with us while we're working on some format stuff and, you know, updates to come when we have shit figured out. But yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
We did
Matt,
it.
Matt, did you feel all right about this?
I felt great. I thought this was a great episode. I'm already hearing people now are calling it a classic. And
all right.
I thought this was great. I had a great time with you guys and going off on my controversial bay Trader Joe's.
Mm. Oh,
ooh.
Did we have an
update?
Yeah,
no, that was helpful.
The chicken from last week wound up being slightly overdone, but it was fine.
Wow.
Oh, good. People mm-hmm. were worried, I think. Mm-hmm.
Sizzling. I was that thinking was, about it.
It was very good. I ate it standing up in a big hurry right after we finished recording.
Anything that comes out of a cast iron skillet should not be eaten quickly. This is one of many things platforms that I will stand on in my candidacy.
I burned my mouth. I sure did burn my mouth. Yeah.
Wild.
But callers, good calls this week. 323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE. Trondy Newman, Andrew T. Yo, is this racist? Matt, what is your social? I'm trying to think.
Oh, it's just my name, Matt Apodaca. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's where you can find me and my stuff.
This is how broken my brain is.
So if you want to get in on that Twitter fruit chat.
Oh, yeah. The fruit dudes.
Yeah, the fruit pals.
The chums.
Yeah.
The chums.
Oh, boy. The chums.
The chum
All
chums.
Right, well.
The chum chum well, boys.
The chum
oh,
chum
boy.
Boys.
It got worse. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Oh, boy.
Goodbye, everyone.
I have to drive myself to jail. Bye.
Jail. Bye.